This is the Encouragement for Life podcast. If you are alive and breathing, then we can all use some encouragement. Not if, but when life knocks you down, we are here to pick you back up. Now, here is your host, Derek Brown.
Well, hey, everybody. Hope y'all doing good today. We're back. Go on another journey here with the lies that we believe. And today we're going to be talking about, we got a good topic for y'all today. And this is a humorous topic, I think. Once you can understand it and relate to it. But it's so true. But, you know, the topic we're going to talk about today is, you know, it's somebody else's fault. You know, isn't that a big lie that, you know, when things happen to us, when things don't go our way, we say, well, it's somebody else's fault. We point our finger outward, don't we? You know, have you ever heard somebody, or have you ever said yourself, say, you make me mad when you do that? You know, one of the underlying themes of this whole series here is that our way of thinking about the events in our lives is what makes or breaks us emotionally. I mean, so the last lie, I don't know if you remember on the last episode that we went through, it says, you know, I must have my own way before I can be happy. Do y'all remember that? If not, go back and listen to that one. It's a good one, a good lie that we believe. But see, this lie that we're going to talk about now takes that idea one unhealthy step further. It basically allows me to pass the buck for all my emotional upsets onto anybody and anything nearby. You know, it points the finger outward. You know, no responsibility is taken here with this lie. You know, it's somebody else's fault. You know, in other words, we think you are the one. You know, somebody else is the reason that this happened. You know, you are the one that makes me mad, that gets me in all upset and angry and gets my emotions stirred up. We point our fingers outward sometimes, don't we? And we want to fix that way of thinking because we don't want external things controlling us. I mean, just take for instance, you picture yourself in a very long line, and just say, it's not moving, can you imagine if you're getting angrier by the minute? I mean, stomping your foot, looking at your watch, just getting mad because the line's not moving. And, you got places to go and things to, things to do, But, you look at the lady in front of you and imagine she's just calm as can be, just cool, and she's just enjoying the moment. In respite of everything going on, she's not hurrying or, Now, think about this for a minute. Is it really the long line that was upsetting you? Or was it just the way you chose to think about it? Is it the event that is upsetting you? Then, if it is, then why is the woman ahead of you not, why is she not feeling the same way that you are? And so the secret here is that it's the way we choose to think about what's happening to us. It's not the event itself. It's the way we, in other words, Epictetus, old philosopher said, ancient philosopher, long time ago, one of my favorite authors, matter of fact, if you've never went and read some of his books, he's got some really good books, great knowledge, good wisdom. Anyways, men are disturbed not by the things, but by the view we take of them. So we're not really disturbed by the things that happen or the things that people do or the things that people say but what we're disturbed about is the view we take of them. So we have to fix our view of how, whenever something comes our way and it don't go our way, we have to change our view, and we got to be okay with what's going on and not blame anybody. If there's any changes that can be made, it needs to be made within ourselves. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that we can't change. You know, and the things we can't control or things we can't change, you know, we shouldn't worry about. And the things we can control and the things we can change, we should work on changing them immediately. We shouldn't depend on somebody else to take care of it. But that'd be too hard though, right? I mean, we love to blame somebody else. You know, somebody else's fault. Me and my granddaddy, you know, he used to joke about that all the time when I was little. Something would happen, and he would say, "I ain't taking no blame." He said, "Oh, it ain't my fault." And at the time, you know, it was funny because, you know, he was a funny guy. But, you know, I think he was trying to teach me something then. He was trying to make fun of humans blaming other people. And at the time, I didn't know that. But now I'm thinking back, and I'm thinking, you know, he knew something. He was trying to teach me something at that time. But we can't blame events for our feelings, because our feelings are caused by our thoughts, right? Our feelings are caused by our thoughts. So we got to be careful what we think, and we got to be careful who we hang around and what we watch and what we read, because it is going to, you know, our thoughts control everything in our life, and we got to have a good thought life. We got to have, we can control things in our life by taking responsibility. Now, the things we can't control, like I say, we don't worry about, remember? And that's the key. That's one of the keys to happiness. And a lot of things, and I'll tell you, a lot of things in this world we can't worry about. We can't fix. There's nothing we can do about it. Things are going to happen. You know, we live in a world where, you know, things just doesn't always go our way. You know, at least in my world, maybe it does for you. But, you know, one thing we can't do is we can't blame other people when things happen. You know, when things don't go our way, the thing we have to do is we have to change our view of how we think of it. And so, you know, we'll take the line for the instance. You know, if you're in a long line waiting the next time, what's some things we could do? Think about some things that you could do in a long line when you're waiting. You know, maybe you could just observe people, and maybe you could learn. Maybe you could get your, you know, everybody's on their phone anyways. Get your phone out, jot down some notes, read a book. You know, turn to the person in front or back of you and start a conversation. But you know, and the time will go by quicker that way, instead of getting furious and stomping our feet and getting mad because the clerk is just probably doing, she's probably doing the best she can. She's probably had a hard day, and, you know, she's just probably not on, you know, we all have hard days. And so we got to show grace if we're going to receive grace. And anyways, but, you know, I just wanted to go through that. That's one of the big lies that we believe, that it's somebody else's fault and it's not my fault. That everything's happened to me this way. You know, people are just plotting against me. You know, God is against me. Now, God is not against you. God is for you. But see, we have to change our thought life. We have to change our view of the way we see things that is happening, and then the world changes. See, maybe we have to clean off our glasses a little bit. Maybe they're foggy. I mean, we just have to clean those off again and see through clear lenses. And anyways, I hope that helped somebody today. I hope it encouraged somebody to just think about taking some responsibility on your own. And, you know, you can control your own destiny. You can control your life. You know, I tell you one thing I've learned in my life is that if you don't control your day, the day will control you. People will give you something to do if you don't have control of your day. I promise you that. And so y'all have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.